590 Bible.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And we have a very special set of Community Connections here for you today. In fact, you're getting two for the price of one. But first things first, let us introduce the latest city councilor, Billy Roan. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Wow. So you got sworn in.
I did get sworn in.
Yeah. You know what happens after that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You put you to work, and look what they did. They threw you in right now. Well, first of all, let us know, how did this all take place? I know that you had to put your name in the hat.
That's exactly right.
And what was the rest of the process?
Well, I sent a letter of intent, and the 1st of March, as soon as that was announced, and Alan Jenches was approved to be our municipal judge, sent a letter of intent to the city manager, and that was followed up, and my resume, followed up by interviews that were held. And then last Monday, a week ago, there was a special meeting at noon when they appointed. And unanimously, they chose my name. So that was very exciting.
Very good. Very good. And congratulations. I understand that there was a bit of a resolution passed last night.
Yes, there was a bit of a resolution. Of course, that is our mask mandate is no longer in effect. The city council let that expire at 12:01 early this morning. So that is very exciting news. Freedom for us to either choose to wear a mask or to not wear a mask. And so that is very exciting.
Very exciting indeed. I understand we have some opportunities for people to get involved in government.
Yes, we do.
What are those looking like?
Well, you know, we have some commissions, some boards, and some authorities that are citizen-driven. And the process is fill out an application. They're available online, or you can stop by the city manager's office and pick one up. Right now, let me tell you what is what is open and what opportunities there are for our citizens. There are openings on the Ambulance Commission, the City Planning Commission, White Rose Cemetery Board, which Deb Cook just came on, Construction and Fire Codes Appeals Board, and that is exactly how I got started myself. I worked with the Bartlesville Area History Museum for 6 years, and this last year I termed out, actually in December the last year I was able to serve as the chairman. And it is very interesting to just kind of get an idea of the workings of the city and to participate and make a difference in the community. So wow, it's an exciting opportunity.
Now, I understand we have a little news on the Coronavirus Relief Community Development Block Grant.
Yes, we do. We actually were awarded that community block grant for $36,000. Yes, indeed. And so that is thanks to the great work of Nancy Waring and, of course, our city management. And they just do an amazing job. Of course, we don't have the dollars yet, so don't start calling the city manager's office. But as soon as that money becomes available, we will be sure and let everyone know. And those dollars are going to be used for rental assistance, for utility assistance, and for mental health assistance. And that will be generated through a concern organization.
Very good. Very good. We have a budget workshop coming up, don't we?
Yes, we do. May 17th. That'll be a special workshop. And, of course, we'll be discussing the 2021-22 budget. I think it's about 400 pages, so that should be exciting reading.
Yes, indeed.
There are some other things that will be discussed as well. Police hiring needs, capital improvements, obligation bonds, and 5-year water rate plan. Just a few of the other things that will be discussed fitting in with the budget.
I'm going to jump around a little bit here because I see that we're going to have a special memorial, a peace officer memorial.
Yes,
coming
we
up
are.
Very shortly.
Yes, we are. That's the peace officer memorial, May 12th. Mm-hmm. We do this each year. And, of course, this year we will be especially honoring our Deputy Corporal Kyle Davis. That goes on at 12 noon on May 12th, and it's there north of the Safety Center. And so, of course, we encourage everyone to attend. It's at noon, and it's always a very meaningful and moving ceremony.
And, you know, Unity Square, it's only been up and running for a very short time, but it's many times as it gets used, it seems like it's been here forever now.
Oh, wow.
Wow!
What, you know, of all the things that, we have great, great recreation and quality of life here in Bartlesville, but the Unity Square has most certainly been a well investment, that's for sure. So listen to this. We actually, this last couple of weeks, we had an impromptu wedding. That was Casey Taylor and Jacob Brady that got married. And we have exercise classes that go on every day. That are sponsored by the library, that are programs out of the library that go on at Unity Square. And Tara with Pounds was gracious enough to halt her exercise class so that Casey and Jacob could get married.
Wow, great.
So not only that, in those classes, we also have something very exciting that is also a library class that's just started, and that is a free self-defense class, and that goes on Wednesdays at 5, June 9th through June 9th. Mm-hmm. You know, this was featured in City Beat. It said lights, camera, action. That is our new water feature that is now installed at Unity Square. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. Amy Jacobson, who is the designer and the artist of that, she was there Sunday putting in the stained glass. And their huge sculptures, you may have seen them, of flowers right near the stage. And you should see them now. The colors are vibrant and just amazing. And so that is beautiful. And so that is just in time for Friday's event. The Lieutenant Governor, Matt Pinnell, will be here in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. The Friday Forum, I'm sure many of you are familiar with that, will actually be held from 10 to 11 there at Unity Square. And the Lieutenant Governor is the featured speaker, as well as Bartlesville Convention and Visitors Bureau is having their open house that day. And, you know, they are now in the Bartlesville Community Center. And that goes on at 2 to 3, and the Lieutenant Governor will be there as well.
And I understand that, you know, you got to get that City Beat delivered to your inbox. Just go on the website, and you'll be able to get into it. We got the free pickup coming up.
We do. We have free lawn debris pickup. That's this week, and you set that out the same day as your trash, but a different truck comes and picks it up. So if yesterday was your trash pickup day, hopefully you got that out. If you didn't, then you'll just have to wait until our next round. I do want to give a shout-out about our City Beat. Kelly Williams is who takes care of that, and that is one of the greatest things that has come along, because you can sign up and get that delivered right in your inbox. You can ask questions. You can send questions to Kelly about something that you want to know about in the city, and she'll be happy to answer those. And it's just a great opportunity to see what's going on in the city of Bartlesville.
Billy, I want to thank you for being here with us, and congratulations on now representing Ward 4.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
All righty. We're going to have more in just a little bit. We're going to be talking about our National Day of Prayer in just a moment.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member.